Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason from here at the DenverBroncos.com office here at Dove Valley. They say every game is a must-win game, but if that's the case, what does that make this weekend's game? Do you call it absolute win? Well, whatever you refer to it as, it's a game the Broncos have to have if they're to have any realistic shot at the postseason this year.
Pretty much. The last three games are playoff games for us. We have to win the last three games, even have an opportunity to make the playoffs. And I think everybody understands that. And the approach this week has been a little different.
The basic scenario is you win out. You win your three games. You let the chips fall where they may after that. But I think KC is obviously going to be a factor, but they got a tough road to hoe similar to us. So that's, you got to focus first on winning your last three.
There ought to be no lack of motivation.
Last time I've been to the playoffs was the 0-2, and I've only been to the playoffs twice. And I'm trying to get there every year. So, I mean, we got a chance. I'm giving everything I got every game. I know everybody will.
I have confidence in our group that we still have an opportunity to do what we set out to do, which is to get in the playoffs somehow, some way. And, you know, we still can control that a little bit. We got to get a little help. But at the same time, we still have control of what we can do, which is going out here and winning football games. And if we don't do our part, it doesn't really matter. So we have to do our part, and that's going out and find a way to win.
The playoff scenario is still in flux, but the most direct path for the Broncos is this. They win three, Chiefs lose one.
I have to know. I don't know if I'm so interested as much as I'm a little just nosy. I got to know what's going on with who and them and, you know, and how it affects me. And sometimes you want to be nosy because if you aren't, those things end up affecting you, and, you know, you should have known before. So that's one reason why I'm interested. But I have come across information, and I know the basic scenario, yes.
But others avert their eyes.
I'm sure some people on this team do, and I'm sure the coach will keep us up to date on stuff we need to know, but stuff you can't control, you can't stress about stuff you can't control. All we can control is this upcoming game against the Cardinals.
I don't think I want to know about is Arizona, really. I mean, ain't nothing against him. That playoffs now is not even here, and we got to worry about this game ahead as far as what we got to take in hand. So when we get there, it's cool. Like I say, cross that bridge when you get to it. Right now, Arizona knocking on that door.
So let's talk about Arizona and an offense that is percolating with a confident rookie quarterback in Matt Leinart, a trio of productive receivers, an improving offensive line, and running back Edgerrin James, who looks like his old self from Indianapolis.
For us going out to Arizona, we're definitely going to have to stop the running game first and foremost and, you know, try to put the game in Leinart's hands. But we definitely want to make them a one-dimensional team.
Got the right guys in the right place. They're big, gigantic, physical, and they're cocksure right now what they're doing, if you know what I mean. They're cocksure in the running back. You know what kind of talent he has.
Edgerrin has run the ball very effectively the last two games, like 126 in each of the game. All of a sudden, they're protecting the passer, and Leinart's making good decisions back there, and they're starting to be able to utilize that talent that they have out there at receiver. So they certainly have some great weapons out there.
But Leinart's rapid growth has been what has fueled the Cardinals' recent rise.
You put that in with the quarterback's ability to take what he sees, then it makes him a really good football team. I mean, they're really good. But, yes, everybody, I think, has improved because of the quarterback. I think he's improved. He's a really good player. And then everything else just, you know, fell into place. They've done a nice job.
Well, he's making great decisions. You know, one thing that I truly like about the kid is he takes what you give him. He doesn't try to force a lot of throws. He takes what the defense gives him, and he keeps the chains moving, keeps his team on the field. And that's big in the NFL when you can do that. So, you know, for us, it's going to be trying to give him different looks, you know, and forcing him, you know, to do some things he doesn't want to do.
And that's all for this weekend from here at Dove Valley. See you from Glendale, Arizona on Sunday. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.